It's time for the emergency break of the week.
I'd like to do one pronunciation.
What?
It seems good talent is hard to find.
Deal with it.
I didn't partake, and I didn't have a Red Bull either, but I'm a little out of the weather today, so.
Under the weather or out of the weather?
What does under the weather mean? It is out of the weather. Under the weather.
Yeah.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
I was trying to do Hideki Matsuyama, and I think I did another.
Yeah, they played that on the Japanese Invasion.
Yeah, that's...
What's the Invasion?
Embarrassing, isn't it?
Norman Donovan show?
When did they make that the Invasion?
Well, remember, they were Norm and Donnie, so if they Normandy.
Oh.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Sean Bass, Mike Ducey, Peter Welpton in for the Musers who are on spring break, but we still have the emergency break of the week, which is brought to you by Classic BMW. And Jer, how appropriate that you played Craig Rosengarten in that open there.
It's amazing.
It really is. And by the way, we'll take your voting at 888-787-1310, 888-787-1310 for the e-break. And entry number one is the aforementioned Craig Rosengarten, one half of the T-Box, and he has a tough time with words. And here's yet another example.
Dance. Not Elaine Bennis dance. Can you dance confidently?
I danced last night.
Hey now. What kind? Country Western? A little line dancing?
A little salsa. Salsa.
What was that?
Salsa. Whatever it is. Latin dancing. We Latin danced last night.
Mark that. Yeah, I can get by.
Kern? Definite yes.
Ooh.
Okay, so he's so in his own head. I believe he said it properly off the top, but then he starts immediately questioning himself.
Was it salsa first, though?
What?
I think he said salsa is the correct pronunciation.
Right.
I think he said salsa. I mean, it was a little off.
Well, let's hear it once again, just to double
dance. Not Elaine Bennis dance. Can you dance confidently?
I danced last night.
Hey now. What kind? Country Western? A little line dancing?
A little salsa.
No, you're right.
Salsa.
What was that?
Salsa. Whatever it is. Latin dancing. We Latin danced last night.
Mark that. Yeah, I can get by.
Kern?
Definite yes.
Ooh.
You know, like when a quarterback says he's seeing ghosts because his offensive line right. just isn't good and he's faced so much pressure. Yeah. That's where Rosen is with his broadcasting right now.
He had it.
All right, that's good stuff. All right, so the next two, I believe, are from our midday sector here on The Ticket.
The first one's actually from The Invasion, but it's a member of the midday crew as well.
The world's most dangerous midday show.
Indeed.
The Normandy Invasion. This is our friend Julie Dobbs, who does tickers at 10 and 50 past the hour, but a big part of both the presentation on Normandy and then Bad Radio. Well, Julie and I believe Donovan and Mikey Soroy, who was in for Norm this week, talking about birthdays. And Julie, I don't know how this happened, but she forgot her own birthday.
Like mall? Julie just said, she grew up going to the mall
a
lot.
Oh, yeah.
And how old are you, Julie?
Right now? How old am I? I'm 36.
36. So I'm saying, what's the cutoff? Is there a 25-year-old that says mom?
Man. I have an addendum real quick. My husband just texted me. I'm actually 35. I'm not 36.
Oh, my gosh.
You really? Know how sometimes you get nervous for your next birthday, so you just start forecasting out to prepare yourself?
We're doing
with Donnie. Like, he's preparing himself for being 50. I've been doing for being 36. So you said, how old are you? And I said the wrong age.
But if you ask me, I will tell you I'm 49.
Yeah, I know. I screwed that part up.
There was a little time that passed in between those, obviously. Yeah. But
I like how her husband Kelly had to text and remind her, no, you're actually a year younger than you just said you are.
I'll do that from time to time, though. If just for some reason I need to remember my age for some form or something. I'm like, God, what am I?
Yeah, I had a birthday last
41
month.
41 or 42, which is...
Yeah, I know. I just turned 39, but in my head, I'm still 37 or 38. So I sympathize with Julie there, but still, funny moment.
It is.
From the Normandy invasion. And our last entry comes from the other midday show. That would be The Hang Zone with Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell. And just add this to the long list of Ticket employees not listening to one another.
Okay, yeah. I think it was Sunday, December 27th. The Mavericks played the Clippers, and it was a noon tip, maybe even 11 West Coast time. Now, this is a game that Kawhi Leonard did not play in. And, Dan, would you believe it if I told you that in this game, the Mavericks were up 77-27 at the end of the first half?
Was Kawhi playing? Did you just say that?
I got it.
Okay.
All right. You just said that?
I mean, it was at most 10 seconds.
The year of Dan.
Does that happen on the Fox 4 set? Do you guys have happy talk in between segments?
I will say this. That's one of many things I would have to improve upon most if I were to do this job on a regular basis.
Is listening to other
because
people?
It's true, because it's so... I get so freaked out by having to prepare for what's next, and what am I going to say next? I don't want to be caught in a situation where I don't have anything to say. So it's easy to zone out just a little bit. In Dan's case, I think it's just because he doesn't care.
I don't think Dan cares. I just think Dan's thinking about other... I just love the defeat in Jake's voice once it happened.
It was at most 10 seconds ago.
Can we hear it one more time?
Okay, yeah. I think it was Sunday, December 27th. The Mavericks played the Clippers, and it was a noon tip, maybe even 11 West Coast time. Now, this is a game that Kawhi Leonard did not play in. And, Dan, would you believe it if I told you that in this game, the Mavericks were up 77-27 at the end of the first half?
Was Kawhi playing? Did you just say that?
I got it.
Okay.
All right. You just said that?
I mean, it was at most 10 seconds.
The year of Dan.
And look, I've done the same thing to Jake in a segment before, so I get it. But man, I just love how he was making some good points. He was really setting up the segment well. And then just all the air went out of the balloon.
And he went out of his way to say Kawhi wasn't. It wasn't right. Like a just kind of an aside.
Yeah. Oh, that's good stuff. All right,
grabbing
so,
the dog.
888-787-1310 is the P1's vote. We have Craig Rosengarten, Julie Dobbs, and Dan McDowell. And I guess I can punch these up in here, maybe.
All right,
we have new software. There we go. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Because everyone likes to say salsa.
All right. Thank you for your somewhat responsible vote there for Craig Rosengarten. Hi, P1. You're on the air.
I got it.
Oh, man.
That's harsh.
Why did your co-host say that to me there, Mike? even though we dumped it in time.
Got it, too.
She's never said that to my face. Let's put it that way.
888-787-1310. Hi. You're on the air.
December 17th, 2011, while hosting an episode of Gordy and the Deuce Man, Mike Ducey promised to do a sportscast with an unacknowledged monocle. Where the hell is our monocle, Ducey?
Answer the man.
I need to pay off on that.
Got receipts.
Stand by.
Hi, good morning. You're voting for the emergency break.
My four final four teams are Gonzaga, not Gonzaga. Baylor and Dogaloose and the Puddin.
Alright, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Vote?
Nah, I don't think so.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yes, I'd like to vote for Giorgio's diarrhea pants and Mike Ducey's toupee sex party.
All right.
Neither one up.
Thanks for checking in.
Yeah, an undervote there. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Jen, thanks for what you're doing to your bodies, and I would like to responsibly vote for Mike Ducey's 2040 micro penis.
Okay, we only have three nominees.
Just a re-rack. Craig Rosengarten, Julie Dobbs, and Dan McDowell.
Vote for one of them, preferably.
That is my favorite vote so far. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, who is currently in last place?
I believe that's Julie and Dan, tied for last.
Yeah, I'm somehow in first. Sorry.
I will strategically vote for Julie then.
All right, just do it.
And I congratulate the depth of the bench at the ticket. It's outstanding.
Well, congratulations on the depth of your voice. That's impressive.
You're welcome.
All right.
He tickled himself there at the end.
All right. Hi, you're voting for the e-brake.
Yes, I like to vote for a responsible vote for Salsa, and this is the most spare morning group that I've ever heard in my life.
Is that all you got, Chief?
Yeah.
Is that all you got,
That's
Chief?
All, I got.
All right.
That's
yeah.
All
Thanks hey, for taking
a,
time
a
out of
weekend.
Your day.
Chief. Yeah, you're welcome.
What?
He thinks that's the most fair. He hasn't been listening long.
At least he voted. Hi, Metroplex. You're on the ticket.
Yeah, was Dan McDowell nominated?
He was.
Yeah, I'll vote for him then.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Appreciate it. 888-787-1310. Hi, good morning. You're on the ticket.
I'd like to vote for Julie Heartthrobs Dobbs.
Okay. So that's a second vote for Julie. She's now tied with Rosen with two apiece. Hi.
Yes, this is a triple fix all today. Mike and Sean, how are you doing today?
Oh, very
good.
Good
morning.
Hey, where is the third member of your crew today? Where is he?
Peter?
Yes, yes. Let me tell you something. You make fun of my knife and meat cutting skills. I will cut up your own man meat, sprinkle 24 karat gold flakes, and make you eat it. How would you like that, huh?
I'd love it.
Oh,
very good. I will be at the reservation for 12:30 today, and I would like to vote for Craig Rosen. I will see you both this afternoon. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Salt Bay. Save us a table.
Bye, Salt Bay.
That was creepy.
That was creepy. Hi, voter. You're on the ticket.
Oh, gosh. It's a very tough one this week. Really. I'm going to have to ride in George. I am. I'm still waiting on my chicken sandwich.
Okay. An undervote for George. Hi, caller.
Gentlemen, give me Salsa King.
All right. That's one more vote for Craig Rosengarten, and he picks up another win. Will this be the deciding vote this morning here on the ticket?
Well, this is Jerry, and I wanted to vote responsibly for the anus.
That is the worst Jerry Jones ever, but it's a winner.
Is that who that was supposed to
be? I'm guessing. He said Jerry, so I'm just going to assume that was a fake Jerry Jones.
The anus.
But, yes, Johnny E-Brake, it's another win.
Ants. Not a Lane Bennis dance. Can you dance confidently?
I danced last night.
Hey, now.
What kind? Country Western? A little line dancing?
A little salsa.
Salsa.
What was that?
Salsa, whatever it is. Latin dancing. We Latin danced last night.
Mark that. Yeah, I can get by.
Definite yes.
So a win for Craig Rosengarten of the T-Box. Fernando, how many is that for Rosen?
Wow. 23rd win, 96 behind Norman. Steve is the better Deucey Hitzkiss.
Thank you, Fernando. All right, there's the emergency break of the week. Thank you, P1s, for calling in and voting. Coming up next, the NFL got new TV deals. Billions are being spent. How will that change how you view the product? Next.